CheersCast is part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Carla, do you think I'm going to make a good mother?
Nope.
What do you mean?
You asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
Yeah, but I'm serious.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just being honest.
No, you're not being honest, you're being mean.
Sometimes you get a twofer.
You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hello, and welcome to CheersCast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. I'm your host, Ryan Daly, and joining me this time is a new guest. Please welcome Marianne Lockwood. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, how you doing, Ryan?
Thank you very much for reaching out. Thanks for joining the show. I'm always a fan of talking to new people about Cheers.
Oh, I'm glad. I love to talk about Cheers, so I'm all ready.
Well, then, as a first-time guest, how and when did you become a fan of Cheers? And, you know, if you want to sprinkle in how you became a fan of the podcast, you know, I'll take that story too.
Great. Okay, so I'm with Cheers from the very beginning. I would have been a freshman in high school, so that was like a million years ago. And I loved it and just watched it all the way through the end. And then with your podcast, about, I guess it was about maybe a year and a half or so ago, I decided to rewatch the series like from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, there's got to be a Cheers podcast out there that, you know, people that love the show too. And I just kind of did a search on Podbean, and I think yours came up first, and I liked what I heard, and I've been listening ever since. I believe I'm up to maybe season 9 at this point. No, maybe a little past that. I might even be up to just about where we're going to be at this point.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Great to have you. So, yeah, listeners, we're going to be talking about season 10, episode 4, The Norm Who Came to Dinner. And yes, the title is a play on the 1939 mm-hmm. play, which was adapted into a movie, The Man Who Came to Dinner.
And I've seen it, so a long time ago, but yeah.
This one written by Dan O'Shannon and Tom Anderson, directed by Tom Moore, not a James Burrows episode. The original air date was Thursday, October 10th, 1991. Frasier and Lilith ask Norm to paint their living room, but while he's there, Frasier falls and injures Norm. With Norm's wife Vera out of town, Frasier feels responsible for Norm's recovery and insists that he stay at the Crane's house until he's well again. Well, it doesn't take long for Lilith to grow weary of Norm's presence, especially when Cliff shows up to sit with his friend. And then Sam shows up to keep Norm in a steady supply of beer. And then the rest of the Cheers regulars show up to hang. Lilith asks Frasier to get rid of them, but he has too much fun entertaining, so she takes it upon herself to kill the buzz. That's when she realizes Norm isn't there anymore. She finds Norm back at Cheers and reprimands him for taking advantage of their hospitality. Norm says she would feel better if she learned to relax and have fun like the rest of the guys. So she decides to try having fun, which means no one else will. All right, Marianne, big picture, what did you think about this episode?
Oh, I loved it. My top four characters on the show are Coach and Frasier, Norm and Lilith. And the last three were all in, kind of featured in this episode, obviously.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
So it was the perfect episode for me. I just found it really funny. I still am trying to figure out if there were stunt people that did that little stunt of when Norm got hurt. And I've tried to like slow it down and I just can't tell. So that's kind of bothering me now.
It doesn't look like that complicated of a stunt, and we'll get to that. But I imagine they were stunt people and probably just had the proper costuming.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, this was a fun one. This is definitely a spotlight on Frasier and Lilith and Norm too. It's nice whenever we get the episode set in Frasier and Lilith's house or their apartment, like a lot of fun and energy shows up because we just get to see different aspects of them, especially Lilith. And we get to see Norm back to doing his painting thing. And I figure whenever that's kind of like an element of the show, there's usually just an added bit of fun to it because you don't think about him working that much. You're really not supposed to. So when he is in a labor environment of a sort when he's actually working. It's kind of like, okay, this is different. This is actually seeing him sort of having a normal life, but I don't know. It's...
I also found it so funny when they were negotiating the price.
Yeah.
And at first Norm is like, I bet you I could do it for about $400. And, you know, Lilith is like, oh, that's a little high. And he goes, well, how about, I think he said something like $200 and you provide the snacks and the beer. And and Fraser's like, $400 it is.
$400 it is. That's such a good bit. Yeah.
I wonder what that would be in today's money, to, you know?
Oh, I don't even want to imagine. And considering how much inflation is still climbing. Yeah, I don't even want to.
Yeah.
This episode has a teaser that I've always really liked. It's kind of a fun one. Fraser comes in wearing exercise clothes. He's like kind of like in this whole little fitness garb, and he's kind of doing like jogging in place. And he runs up to the guys and he tells them that he's getting in shape. And he, you know, he was fit and trim before he stepped foot in this bar.
He's true.
A nice little joke that they kind of play into and continue in the show Frasier a few times. So he tells them, he's talking to Norman Cliff in the scene, and he walks over to them. And he says that he signed up for a sort of exercise fitness program, and he signed Norman Cliff up with them. He's going to get them healthy too. He says he's already taken into account their legendary sloth.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. So he says he hired a trainer for them. And Norm's like, oh, we tried that once. So you did? He's like, yeah, we had a guy come in here to try and like exercise with it. He's like, you hired a professional fitness guy to come in here and work with you? What happened? And Norm's just kind of shaking. He's like, I don't really remember. Why don't we ask him? And turns over his shoulder. He's like, hey, Paul. And you just see Paul Krapitz just sitting at the back table with a cigarette.
Never seen
to him, but it's great. Reading a newspaper, asking, hey, have you read Andy Capp today? And he's... he's almost like coughing at the cigarette.
I know. Like his last lung was coming up. Sometimes I wonder like if Norm's not pulling their leg, you know what I'm saying? But who knows? It could be true.
Yeah. And much has been said on this podcast about Kelsey Grammer's reactions and like how much of the performance is just him reacting to what's happening around him and the look of bewilderment mixed with disgust. I don't know how you reach the two of them, but he's just kind of like his eyes wide at this sight of this kind of
wonderful
realization that Paul, this guy of comparable girth to Norman Cliff, who's been there for years, was at one point a fitness exercise professional. And this is what the bar has done to him. So we know, we've already seen what the bar does to Fraser and others.
How many times have you and your guests said that bar just kind of sucks you in,
I think going back to the very first episode, I said Cheers is a gravity well that just draws everything to it.
Well. Yeah. And it's funny, you know, you talk about Fraser, when Kelsey Grammer got the spinoff, mm-hmm. I was a little, even though I loved the character, I thought, how is this going to work without any of the other, you know, bar people around him? But they surrounded him with such wonderful actors and characters that it all just, to me, gelled so well. I just adore that show.
Yeah, smaller ensemble, but those characters were fantastic. His brother Niles, his dad Martin. Anyway, after the opening credits, we see that Sam is taking lunch orders. He mentions the Dippin' Fry closes in 20 minutes. And Cliff is looking at the menu and he can't decide. And Norm is kind of chiding him. He's like, you always order the wingdings every time. And Cliff is getting offended. He's like, hey, maybe this time I want something different. So Norm gives his order. He says a baked potato. All right, not bad, Norm. He says with sour cream and butter and cheddar and throw some jack cheese on there too. And Sam is like, you want bacon? He's like, no, I'm watching my cholesterol.
Let me tell you something. It made me feel better because I like both sour cream and butter on my baked potato. So now I didn't feel so strange after that.
Yeah, completely. I wouldn't object to all of the things that he threw on there too. Yeah. And then they're like, what do you want, Cliff? And Cliff's like, I'll have the wingdings. So his whole protest about what he wanted. Of course, he was going to order the same thing he always does. Rebecca comes out of the office just as a couple's walking by and they're holding like a newborn or an infant in their arms. And she's, you know, cooing at it. And she mentions that she can't wait to have a baby with Sam. And as talking, she's kind of at the bar with Carla and she asks if Carla thinks Rebecca will make a good mother. And Carla, very matter-of-factly, nope.
Honest to the point.
Yeah. She's like, what do you mean, no? She's like, you asked a question, I gave you an answer. It's like, no further explanation needed. And she's like, Rebecca's like, I'm being serious. Carla's like, so am I. And she's like, well, no, you're not being serious. You're just being mean. And Carla's like, well, sometimes you get a twofer.
Yeah, she's honest and mean to point. I hate to go back to Frasier again, Ryan, but my absolute favorite episode of Frasier, I believe the title was Flower Child, F-L-O-U-R.
Okay.
And it's when Niles is contemplating having a baby with Maris or something, and he carries around a sack of flour for I forget how many weeks, and all the crazy things that happens to this poor sack of flour. It made me flash back to that episode, the fact that she was going to be carrying around an egg for a week.
I mean, this was a thing. I mean, I remember going back in school when I was in 7th or 8th grade, we had a health class where we had to take care of an egg for a week or something that and bring it back. And again, for the same purposes, it was supposed to, can you take care of an egg? I mean, if not, you can't take care of a baby. And then I believe in high school, we took a similar class, and I think it was a bag of flour.
Was it really?
It wasn't an egg because we upgraded. It's like, okay, something that you actually have to carry.
Well, you're lucky it was just a bag of flour. When my son was a freshman, he actually had one of those babies that would cry.
Oh, yeah,
It would go off, and he had to put like a key in the bag. That thing woke us up, too. It was loud. We were so happy when that baby went home after the weekend, let me tell you. But it was supposed to be a very good deterrent.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. But anyway, Carl was like, no, I don't think you can take care of a baby. I don't even think you can take care of an egg. And she, of course, Carla's like, make a drink. That's why she has a carton of eggs on the table. And Rebecca's like, I can't do it. I can take care of it until Friday or something like that. And she's like, the bet is, can she take care of it until Friday at closing time? And Rebecca's like, I can. And Carla just kind of tosses her the egg. And beautiful bit of blocking. It looks so natural. But Rebecca just bumbles it. And it just goes over the front of the bar. And you just hear the crack. She's like, that was a practice, child. Give me a new egg. And then the front door opens and we get Frasier and Lilith coming in. And they ask, hey, Norm, are you busy? And he just kind of chuckles. He's like, good one. It's like, and that's going to come really close to being my favorite part of the episode, my home run. I just don't like that.
I don't blame you.
Because he's like, are you busy? Oh, good one. And then Frasier, he's even like, thanks. I thought of that last night in the shower. I've been waiting to use it. And this here, they ask him to paint their living room. They say, can you paint it today? And Norm's like, today? It has to be. And then they tell the story. The son Frederick was playing fireman with the ketchup and mustard squeeze bottles and put out the wall. As if he was...
All I could think of, I guess the paint wasn't very washable back then.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. This makes me remember, how I was old enough to know better, certainly, which is why I got in so much trouble. But in my parents' den/office, they had one of those stamps with your address, your return address for mailing.
Oh, yes.
You just like push the thing down. It has.
I still have one. Address.
And I got a hold of that and the ink thing and proceeded to put our address all over the walls, all over the desk, every bit of furniture in this room, the windows, like everything. Like they came like probably 80 to 90 times of this thing that they just had to wash, like scrub off the wall, and made me do it too until I got tired and just,
oh my goodness.
It was not pleasant. And again, I was like, I don't remember how young I was, but I was young enough to know this is a bad idea.
Yeah, I bet. I don't remember if I ever did anything like that. I'm sure my kids must have taken a pen or so. I know one of my kids cut his or her bangs with the scissors, you know?
Yeah.
When I wasn't looking. I don't remember if it was my son or my daughter when they were little, but yeah, I mean, we've all done really stupid stuff. I guess it's all part of growing
up. Right. They're talking about how Freddie did this, like decorated the wall with the ketchup and mustard, and he's like, he is a Dickens or something. And Lilith goes, I found it difficult to keep a straight face.
I know.
And she's in her typical neutral blank expression.
She's just wonderful.
Yeah. And Norm is like, I don't know, you guys, I was really planning on it to take the week off, you know, with Vera out of town. So they convince him, and we get to that point. He agrees to paint the wall of the room for $400. Or that's what he's, and they're like, that's a little much. How, and he goes, how about 200 and you supply the food and beer? And Frasier's like, 400 it is. He already knows.
He knows. He's been around a long time.
Right. And then we cut to their place. Norm is painting. He's in his whites. He's on a ladder, like with a roller. And Frasier is just clearly bored and just watching him, asking him about what kind of paint roller that is. And I don't know. He's like, are there different kinds? I don't know. He's like, are some better than others? And he just keeps on asking. And he's like, Norm's like, don't you have to work today? And Frasier's like, no, no, I don't have work. And Lilith doesn't let me watch TV in the daytime. It's just,
I know. Frasier needs to get out more other than going to Cheers.
Yeah. And he's like, do you need me to shake up the paint? He's like, no, they did that at the store, the machine. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, who's the guy who invented that machine? Now, you know what? There's interesting. Why did I assume that it was a guy? And Frasier's just kind of going off into this whole thing. And Norma's just like, Frasier, I'm starting to miss Cliff.
Scary thought.
Yeah. And then Frasier, he starts kind of critiquing, or Lilith comes in, they're talking, Frasier starts critiquing Norm's painting technique. He's like, that's not how they do it on This Old House. And Norm's like, what's This Old House? And he's like, it's a show on PBS. What's PBS? Which they have definitely watched. Yeah. PBS, and I'm pretty sure they've watched This Old House in Cheers, in, like, in the bar before. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially during the Diane era. Yeah.
That was a fixture. We like around, probably around the same time, we watched, or I was around when my parents watched This Old House a lot, because my dad was very much into landscaping and gardening and like fixing stuff around the house to me. So yeah, I knew Bob Vila and like the group on This Old House for a long time.
I think it's still on, isn't it? Like
I probably, it was fairly recently. I'm not sure if it still is, but it was up until 2020. I think it was at least.
Mm-hmm.
Norm mentions that he can't reach the very top of the wall, so he's going to go home and get his bigger ladder. And Frasier's like, oh, you got the ladder right there. And Norm's like, no, you're not supposed to step above this, you know, stop at the top where there's a sticker. And Frasier's like, oh, come on, you can do it. And Norm's like, no, I'll fall and get hurt. And certainly when I was younger, I would have been like, oh, yeah, I can go to the very top thing. But I've reached a point in my age where I was like, you know what? I'm not sure. Judging my weight and I don't know, like I've gotten, like I developed like a weird sort of acrophobia where like getting on heights or tall places, it bothers me a lot more now than it ever did in the past. So
it's funny how things change as you get older, things you didn't even think about. And now just getting up in the morning, I'm like, okay, what's going to hurt today?
Yeah. So yeah, I think like just getting on like a 5-step ladder, going back close to the top, I'd be like, let's get a bigger one. Let's get something else. Something that can, you know, has a little bit more stability. But Frasier's like, well, fine, I'll do it. So he plucks Norm's hat right off his head and like kind of puts it on. He takes the roller and Frasier starts climbing up the ladder. And Norm's like, Frasier, that, you're going to fall. Don't do that. And Norm's trying to stop him. And Frasier gets to like the second to last step. And here we cut. And it happens so quickly and from an angle that I think they're stunt doubles. The Frasier falls off the ladder, lands right on top of Norm. And he's sort of splayed out on top of him. And he's like, well, that was a bad, I don't even remember what he says. Like, that was a bad idea or something. Yeah.
I really do think it had to be stunt people, but they did it very well.
Mm-hmm. We come back after a commercial break and Norm is on the couch. Frasier is apologizing to him sort of profusely. Lilith comes in with a beer on a tray for Norm. She's now serving him. And Frasier kind of mentions giving us some exposition that he did see a doctor who said he has a bruised disc. And Norm is like, look, I'm ready to go home. But Frasier doesn't want him to leave because Vera is out of town, as we've established. And he's kind of telling Lilith, he's like, look, we have to let him stay here. Like, his wife's gone. Can you imagine him sitting alone at home on the couch watching TV all day? And Lilith, bite your hat, but yes, I can. Sorry, hang on to your hat, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's basically what he does anyway. Exactly. Although he's usually upright in his stool.
Right. Frasier, you know, he's feeling really guilty and he wants to let Norm stay until Vera comes back or until he's like fully recovered. And Lilith is just like, I see. You want your friend to stay over.
Like he's five.
Exactly, exactly. And she's like, and she's finally, she sort of accedes to it. And Frasier, just like, again, like a child, he's like, Norm, you can stay. You can stay. And then once she's out of earshot, he's like, Norm, tell her you want to watch television. Like he's, Again, he's having a sleepover with a guest, and he's like, yeah. We can have different rules because... We cut back to Cheers, and Woody is apparently quizzing Cliff on the Dewey Decimal System, which we don't find out right away, but he's just calling out numbers. He's like 800, and Cliff is like literature. And they said something like 840 or something, and Cliff is like short monologues or something like that.
Yeah, I think Cliff needs to get out a little more, too.
We get a phone call. Sam picks it up. He's like, oh, hey, it's Norm. He's like, hey, guys, it's Norm. And he holds up the receiver. Aww. And everybody there is like, Norm.
Norm. Yeah.
And then perfect. You get Sam going, hey, what's shaking, man? And you don't even hear what Norm says. But Sam just reacts like laughing. He's like, where does he come up with these things?
Oh, that's the best. I love it when an actor can play off the telephone.
Yes.
Even though you don't hear what's going on your side. And you just know. You just know. And I
Cheers
loved
did it.
It
so well.
They did. Yeah. They really did.
And this is another one of the examples I love when they do this of like having a play on the Norm entrance gag that
yes.
they do so much. Like whenever they can do it, because it's so established in the show mm-hmm. that anytime they can do a modification of that or a variation, to me, it's just like, oh, that's an extra little treat for the audience. Sam kind of explains to them, Norm's hurt. He's going to be staying at Frasier's house. And the guys, well, you know, they hope he's okay. And like, yeah, it takes a tragedy to make you appreciate the good things. And then Cliff and Paul flip a coin to see who gets Norm's stool.
Oh, I wonder how that would felt for one of them to sit there. I just picture it just having a butt print perfectly
yeah,
for Norm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Back at the house, Norm asks Lilith to refill his beer. He says, put a head on this. Yeah.
Put a head on it, yeah.
And she's like, we need to talk. But he's like, he wants to go first. And he kind of says, you know, it's sort of paraphrasing, but he's like, you have this career, you have a family, a profession, all this sort of success. You have drive and ambition and talent. And Norm's always kind of felt sorry for her.
I know.
he's like, but even though I don't understand half the things you talk about, he's like, you know, quantum physics.
Yes.
And she starts to explain quantum physics.
I know.
And he's like, look, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Shuts her down, very broke. He's like, but he realizes that she's always been trying to help him and like help make sort of better them. And he appreciates it. And he's like, next time I won't be so quick to blow you off.
Yeah, exactly.
And she thanks him. She's like, sadly, that's one of the nicest compliments I've ever gotten.
I know. She really is trying.
Yeah. The doorbell rings and he mentions that's the pizza I ordered. I put it on your credit card. Thank you for that gift too. But it's not a pizza. Cliff has come over and he stops in. He says he was in the neighborhood and Norm was like, yeah, did you finish your route? And he's like, nah, they can all wait.
Boy, he certainly has come a long way with shirking his responsibilities. Has he not?
Yes. Yeah. And Lilith has a great line. She's like, Norman Cliff, in my home. Usually at this point, I wake up drenched in sweat. Cliff has a line. He's like, oh, there's an image or something like that. And Norm kind of stands up for her. He's like, hey, come on. He's basically saying, you know, she's good folks. And then Cliff asks for a beer. And she's like, this is not a tavern. This is my home. He's like, do you see a bartender here? The door opens and it's Sam coming, wheeling a couple of kegs.
Yeah, there's a couple on there. I was like, whoa.
He's got a dolly car with some kegs. And then it's later on that night. Sam is cleaning glasses back by the piano.
He always did that perfectly, didn't he? He made it seem like it was the most important job in the world.
So good. Norm is still on the couch looking and Cliff is sitting in the chair next to him. He says, it's strange watching TV at eye level. It's like... You don't watch TV at your home that way? Like, what are you talking about? It's
yeah.
kind of a weird line. And Norm's like, you get used to it. And Lilith's like, actually, I don't think you will get used to it. You're just stopping by, right, Cliff? He's like, yeah, you can't expect him to leave. You know, Sam is serving. It's just like Cheers. And Lilith's like, but it's not Cheers.
It's my home.
It's my home. And next, we have the door opens, and it's Paul and Phil come in. They even have this little exchange like, you drive like a maniac. And Paul is like, how would you know? You were playing with the stereo the whole time. And Phil's like, how can you listen to that crap? Like, they just have this whole little fan of the dialogue between them. So, and then Lilith is going to put her foot down. She's going to try and make them leave. Where's Frasier? Frasier comes out of the kitchen with a tray. He's like, he's got a tray full of wingdings again. The wingdings.
Right. Wasn't that what?
That was what Cliff ordered.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's his favorite, apparently. We cut away again. Now we're up in Frasier and Lilith's bed. They're lying dead, and you can just hear the raucous party going on downstairs.
Which is funny because normally Cheers is pretty quiet. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying they haven't had some music or whatever, but it certainly was a lot more festive than even it would be back at the bar.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, I think they have to kind of play that up to sell the joke.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And Lilith is calling Frasier. It's like, Frasier, are you awake? Frasier. And he's not responding. She's like, Doctor, are you listening to me? Like, yes, you know, carry on. And it's like, and they kind of realize, he's like, I hate it when you do that.
And one of my possible home runs is coming up right after that, too.
She says it's 1 a.m. and the group is still going. They need to kick them out. And Frasier feels responsible for hurting Norm. He's like, but he's not responsible for the others. And Frasier's like, don't you understand? If you get one, you get them all. It's a hive mentality. Yes. Norm must be their queen. He just kind of So he has to go get rid of them. He has to go get rid of them if he ever wants to see Lilith naked again in the 1990s. Yeah,
there you go, right
such,
there.
That's such a good part. So Frasier goes downstairs, and for a moment we hear the clamor go down,
right,
kind of muted and everything.
Pretty much a moment.
And then it rises right back up again. It's loud. And she goes downstairs, and now Frasier is at the piano leading the whole group, and she's telling everybody to get out. And she's like, this is her home. And then the phone rings and Sam picks it up and goes, Cheers. And that's like enough for her. She's like, only one of you has the right to be here, and it's Norm. And she looks at the couch, which is conspicuously empty. Norm is no longer there on the couch. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, he said his back feels better and he left. I think he went to Cheers. She's like, and you're still here.
You're still here.
She throws another threat at Frasier's way, and then she rushes out. Back at the bar, Rebecca comes out and to show that some time has passed. She says it's been 3 days and she's kept taking care of the egg. So she won the bet. And Carla takes out a wad of cash.
A wad, yes.
And gives her the $5 that she owes Rebecca. And she's like,
peels it off.
Yeah. Rebecca's like, where's all that money from? And she's like, oh, I bet a bunch of the guys that you would carry an egg around for 3 days. Carla made $120, which she pays $5 to Rebecca. Yes. And Rebecca's like, well, you know, at least she proved her point. And Carla's like, what, that you could take care of an egg? Nah, that's nothing. He's like, now, if you could carry a watermelon between your legs.
Yes.
And she's like, from one side of the bar to the other while clucking like a chicken, then you're ready for motherhood. And Rebecca's like, forget it. And she kind of walks out. And Woody walks up to Carla and gives her $20. He's like, I thought she would do it.
That was the best. That was the best, the fact that he would think she would do it.
And then Lilith comes in and she shouts at Norm when she sees him, and Woody goes, oh no, Dr. Stern and Crane, you're supposed to yell Norm when he walks in. And he's like, don't worry, it took me a while to get used to it too. She's like, what are you doing here? He's like, well, I felt better, and frankly I was getting sick of those guys. And Lilith comes up with this analogy. It's like, have you ever had a dog and the dog had fleas, but then when the dog left, the fleas were still there? Yeah. And Woody just kind of popping over. He's like, that happened to him, but it wasn't a dog. It was a pig. He's like, fleas the size of like golf balls.
Yes.
It's like, it got so bad we had to bomb the whole house. And Norm's like, yeah, those flea bombs are really something. He's like, what's a flea bomb?
Oh, no. I just pictured his house just leveled.
Right. Like, Woody was a non-presence for the first 80% of this episode. And
I
then
know.
Comes in right here at the end with a couple of great lines.
Some zingers, and he didn't even know he was doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So Lilith calls out Norm for his bad behavior. It's unconscionable. And she starts to leave, and he kind of asks her. He's like, hey, come on. Why don't you sit down? Have a drink. And he lets her sit in her chair.
Doesn't that look so strange, not seeing Norm sitting
it's
there?
It's weird, yeah. And he's kind of like leaning over just watching her, and like orders her a scotch or something. So she said she might as well, because her house is full of people who hate her. And she's like, you know, you might not believe this, but I'm kind of a party pooper. she's always been the wet blanket, the drudge. She's like, stop me when you think I'm going too far. He's like, I will. He's like, yeah, you got on me. Yeah, she's. You may find this hard to believe, but I'm off-putting to some people. And then she's like, "No, yeah. No, it's true.
It's true."
And she says she doesn't have very many friends. And Norm's like, "It's easy if you just loosen up and relax a bit." She's like, "You mean just be myself?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "Not bad." So she's like, "Okay, I'll try it." And she just takes a deep breath, and then still with the blank, so-called robot expression, she's like, "Oh, this feels much better." It's like that's all it is.
Well, it took.
So she says she's going to go home to be the life of the party, but it'll be organized fun. And she's talking about she'll get out the games, like charades and Pictionary. She'll have printed rules with the fun. And she's like, "Is there a copy center open in this hour? You know what? I'll make a game out of finding one." And she rushes out. And Norm just picks up the phone and calls the house. He's like, "Frasier, get out of the house while you can."
I know. It's almost like the end of a horror movie.
Exactly. Like,
I don't know about you, Ryan, but did you almost feel like this could have been a dream? Maybe Lilith was having this, because a couple of times she mentions about, usually when this happens, I wake up in a sweat. You know, like there was just a couple of things. No one was listening to her. You know,
yes, to kind of like put the for her is sort of a almost nightmare scenario,
right?
But yeah, that was something I kind of had in the back of my mind, was how often she's just completely ignored and dismissed in her own home. I know Frasier's kind of going along with it and not having her back the way he should, but like there's a good amount of disrespect for her. Mm-hmm. Shown by the other guys. Like, I mean, to go into somebody's home who clearly does not want you here and just kind of be oblivious to that and just start treating it like it's a popular hangout, like a bar tavern. Like,
right.
Especially when she's asked you to leave and kind of like not so subtly, not even
right.
subtly.
No one's certain like, terms. Exactly.
Told you, yes. Yeah, it's time for you guys to leave. And the way they just ignore it, like, that's kind of like, I'm like, all right. And the fact that by the end of it, it's forcing her to be the one to compromise.
Right.
And I know, I mean, as we were just talking about 10 minutes ago, the kind of joke that Cheers changes people, Cheers brings people down to its level. But the fact that this sort of punctuates the fact that she's kind of in the wrong, that she needs to be the one to adapt to them, feels a little cringe. And maybe because of that is because she's the woman in the scenario. And maybe there's a little bit of sexism. That's why they're ignoring her. They don't put an emphasis on that, but it's hard not to notice.
Right. Because she's not exactly one of the guys like Carla would be.
Right.
And even to a certain extent, Rebecca is.
By this point, Rebecca, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And even Sam, who's usually pretty, you know, congenial, he even was kind of playing into that too.
Right. Right.
You know, and usually he doesn't do that. He usually looks out for everybody.
Right. Right. So I'm not crazy about the way the characters treated her in the episode. That said, it's funny. It's a funny situation.
Oh, yeah.
It shows like the way she has to deal with this stuff, which allows Bebe Neuwirth to kind of present these new aspects of her, which is always great and always a lot of fun.
So, yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Right. Yeah, fun episode with that little lingering thing there. I'm kind of like, not wild about this part, but I can kind of look past it because it's ultimately harmless.
Right.
And, you know, the gang is so lovable that even with the disrespect, it's like they're not being malicious. They're just being dumb.
Right.
Also, just I think part of it is just because at the heart of it, like sort of at the center of it is Norm. And even Norm is like, "I don't want to stay here anymore. I'm going back to
I'm out of here."
Yeah. He's which almost I don't know if it exempts him, but it kind of shows that like he didn't ask anybody to go there and hang out with him and spend it all the day. Like they did that out of their own just because they want just. I don't think they feel right hanging out without Norm. He's just, exactly. He's such a fixture. It's weird to not have him here. So they had to bring Cheers to him. But he was ultimately, he was like, "This is not what I want."
Right. And Norm is all about, you know, just enjoying life. And if he wasn't enjoying it at Frasier's and Lilith, he's going to enjoy it back at his favorite haunt.
Right. For the guest cast, we don't have any like brand new people. We've got Paul, played by Paul Wilson, Phil by Philip Perlman, and then Pete, who was one of the barflies at the house, played by Peter Schreiner. For Norm's tab for this episode, it's impossible to tabulate what he did with the kegs that Sam brought over.
Ugh, I can't even imagine.
Certainly, he would have had plenty of those, but by then there were a lot of people. So I'm not even going to touch that. but I'll say we saw him having 6 drinks.
Wow, that's even a lot.
Yeah, 6 beers. 3 of them were at the Cranes.
Right.
At least 3. And then 3 of them were at Cheers. Now, for the that'll bring the total of drinks he's had up to 954. Now, the secondary tabulation that I'm keeping, the secondary thing, which is his line of credit, I'm saying that the 3 beers that he had at Cheers would count towards that, plus he ordered a scotch for Lilith, and let's just say that counts as 1 drink. So that would bring his credit down to 388 that he'll have sort of banked in reserve. So
I really give you credit for keeping track of this.
I know why,
because you started, you had a goal in mind, and then that one episode kind of, threw a little bit of a monkey wrench. But I really do appreciate that you're seeing this through.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure.
Anyway, the big number is 954 at this point.
Wow, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Who was your employee of the week?
Wow. I wrote down employee of the week, and I put L for Lilith, N for Norm, and I still haven't circled one yet. I'm having a lot of trouble with this one.
Well, I don't know if this will be any help, but I had Lilith as my MVP with Norm a close runner-up.
Okay, then I'll go with Norm. How's that? Okay. I mean, you can't lose either way.
Right, right. That's a good way to split it. I like that, yeah. And again, it was like, I was like, I'm going to go with Lilith, but yeah, Norm was so fun too. So.
Good, that made it easy on me.
Yeah. For the home run, I think my favorite probably is when Sam picks up the phone and he's like, "What's shaking, Norm?" And he just starts laughing. I don't know where he comes up with these things.
I love that. I had a couple of myself, the one that you mentioned before. Would you ever like to see me naked again in the 90s? Love that one. It's a soap opera out there, Norm. I'll flip you for a stool. I mean, there was a lot. I didn't even realize it until I started writing them all down, like how great they all were.
Even, I mean, probably my runner-up, my second place would be the reveal during the teaser of the cut to Paul, that he was the fitness trainer, just with him sitting there smoking.
Oh,
that visual gag.
I know.
That was probably my second place.
I guess maybe my cleanup hitter would have been Frasier. I'm starting to miss Cliff.
That was so good.
There's just so, and I think people on your show have said this before too, or you did, or someone, Cheers was always like a little play. And I think if you go to different performances of a play, you see different things, you notice different things, you hear different things. And, this show being now on streaming or reruns, I pick out things that I'm like, and I've been watching this thing for, oh gosh, close to 40 years or more. Mm-hmm. And I'm still picking up little things. So,
yeah, absolutely. Same. I think it is a show that rewards repeat viewing, even if you don't notice new things, just because so much of it, I think, is timeless. The humor ages really well 90-95% of the time.
Yes. So. Yes, definitely.
Anyway, Marianne, thank you very much for being my guest on this episode of Cheerscast. This was a blast. I know this isn't your first podcast appearance, so where else can people find you if they want to hear more from you?
Well, I've done a couple of little episodes on another podcast called Walnut Grove Cast. It's about Little House on the Prairie. The last one I did that people could hear would have been the Christmas episode, Bless All the Dear Children. Mm-hmm. I did it with a round table with, I think it was 2 other people were on it, along with the host, Mark. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. And I just recorded another one with him very recently, probably last month. But it'll maybe be out in the fall. So, if anybody likes Little House, check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, check that out, folks. Thanks again. And thanks to all of you who listen to Cheerscast and support the show by liking and sharing on social media and leaving comments on the website, fireandwaterpodcast.com. You can also support the Fire and Water Podcast Network on Patreon. Cheerscast is supported by the Right On Network and Jeff and Rick Presents Unpacking the Power of Power Pack. Go to patreon.com/FW podcast to support your favorite show on the Fire and Water Network. Thanks everyone for listening, and until next time, we're closed.
Cheers.
Hey.
Guys, it's Norm.
Norm!
Hey, what's shaking, man?
Where'd he come up with these things? That's great.